The events of Yetzias Mitzrayim are critical not only to appreciate the Lel Seder, but also as the basis of many mitzvos that we fulfill throughout the course of the year. The Mishnah tells us in Brachos, as you know, part of the very essence of the Haggadah, the reference to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Pasuk of Laman Tizkor, Yom Seischem Eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yomei Chayecha. And as you know, we assume the halacha as the Shita Ben Zoma, that this mitzvah requires us to acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim during the day, and Kol Yomei Chayecha telling us that one is to do so at night as well. And this, of course, is the daily obligation, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. If one looks in Minyan HaMitzvos, he will find that the Rambam, although acknowledging that the mitzvah is one which is daraisa, the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim within Taryag Mitzvahs. And the question is, how does one understand this omission? The mitzvah of the Seder night, Sipur, the Rambam certainly counts in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin. But somehow one has to understand the glaring omission of the daily obligation of the mitzvahs Zechira. Reb Chaim Brisker explained, perhaps one could argue as follows. Of course, the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daf Chof Aleph, the machlokas between Shmuel and Chachamim, whether Kriyashma is a mitzvah in HaTorah, or whether Kriyashma is only Dirabanan. We assume, Mahalach as view of the Chachamim, that Kriyashma is a mitzvah daraisa each and every day. If I were to ask you, however, what is the definition of Kriyashma? Min HaTorah, how much is an individual obligated to state? Here you find several deos in the Rishonim. The view of the Ramban and the Rashba is simply Pasuk Rishon. When a person recites the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that affirmation, that Yichud Hashem, that is sufficient in order to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of Kriyashma. And Prichodosh and Simon Samach Zayin points out there are other Rishonim that disagree. The view of Rashi, Parsha Rishona, the entire first Parsha, is necessary min HaTorah. And it would appear that Tosus Hashita in the very beginning of Brachos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Kriyashma is comprised of both Parshios. For after all, Rashi comments that if an individual will daven Mariv early, when is it that the mitzvah of Kriyashma is fulfilled? Rashi answers with Kriyashma Alamita. And Tosus immediately asks that that's insufficient. All you're reciting is a single Parsha, and the mitzvah daraisa of Kriyashma entails more than just simply Parsha Rishona. Prichadosh comments that according to Tosus Hashita, both the first Parsha as well as the second Parsha are daraisa, lengthy discussion in Shagazari and Simen Aleph and Simen Beis. What about the third Parsha of Kriyashma? Is that an inherent part of the mitzvah of Shema? It would appear so from the Rambam. Because the Rambam tells us in the very beginning of Hilchos Kriyashma, who kriyas gimel parshios ha'ilu al ha'seder, zuhi nikris Kriyashma. Kriyashma is comprised of all three parshios. And therefore it appears that there are four different shitas in Rishonim. First pasuk, first parsha, two parshios, all three parshios in terms of the definition of Kriyashma midaraisa. The difficulty with the Rambam apparently is this. How can the Rambam tell us that all three parshios are daraisa? Isn't it clear that the last parsha is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Laman Tizkor Yom Seischem Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha? And Rab Chaim explained, perhaps it's exactly the Rambam Shita. The Rambam does not mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah at all, precisely because according to the Rambam, all three parshios are indeed midaraisa. The Rambam did not understand Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah, but rather that is part of the obligation of Yichud Hashem, part of Kabbalah So Malchus Shamayim, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha. And therefore the Rambam understood this is part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, and therefore the Rambam will not count this independently at all in Minyan HaMitzvos. So therefore this theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to this view of Rab Chaim, is not merely Lel Seder, but rather part of affirmation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei, as the Manhig, as Melech, that is relevant each and every day, and that is what we fulfill with Kriyashma in its entirety, all three parshios, embracing the third parsha of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. The obvious issue, if this indeed is the case, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, a mitzvah that applies each night, including, of course, the Lel HaSeder. What then is the significance of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, that which is unique to the Seder night? Before one goes home and fears the Seder, you recite Kriya Shema and Shul, a person will fulfill the mitzvah Sechira. What additionally is necessary in order to experience that essence of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? There are many differences between Zechira as opposed to Sipur, but let me just simply highlight a few. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim one fulfills in a very brief form. Mere mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim is sufficient. Certainly that is not the case of the Lel Seder. There it's necessary in order to elaborate on the events as they unfold, to mention the Oso Sumosim, to stress, as the Rambam writes, that Al Yedei Neis HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And even the mitzvos halayla, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, play a critical role in the kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. After all, the Gemara does tell us, as you find in the Haggadah Bavur Zeh, Lo Amarti L'Bishah Sheish Matzah Umar Munachin Lefanecha, the Zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim goes hand in hand with the Zman of the mitzvos. That's the comment of Chumash Hadeshen. If you assume that the Zman of Karban Pesach is from Tseis until Chatzos HaLayla, the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is not only true of Korban Pesach, it's true of the mitzvah of Matzah, it's true of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, Magen Avraham assumes that all the mitzvahs halayla have to be fulfilled during that window of time, after Tzeis, prior to Chatzos HaLayla. But no doubt that the mitzvos serve a critical function in the fulfillment of Sipur. When Rama Gamliel tells us that Kol Shlo Omer Shloshet Vamilu Pesach, Lo Yotzi Yedei Chovasa, you will not fully fulfill the mitzvah unless you acknowledge the significance of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. A very simple question. Which chiyuv was Rabbi Gamliel referring? The mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror? The Rambam writes in Perek Vav Hachamitza Matzah, Kafuhu V'ocho Matzah Yotzah. If one forces you to eat matzah, and you do so, without realizing that you're fulfilling the mitzvah Hashem, even without kavanah, without appreciating the significance of matzah, technically speaking, the mitzvah of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, the Rambam writes, is fulfilled. In what sense, then, do we understand the need to acknowledge the special character and significance of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror? The Rambam writes this is a reference to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim was the theme of Rambam Gamliel. And Lo Yotzei Chavasa means this mitzvah will not be fulfilled in its entirety unless it is linked to the mitzvos halayla. This is evident in what the Gemara tells us in Pesach Mekuf Tezayin in the following. The Gemara tells us Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were both blind. And the question is the following: is a summa obligated in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because the Torah tells us in reference to this mitzvah, ba'avur zeh. And the term zeh is a technical one, pointing to something very specific that a person can see, a person can perceive, and therefore he can go ahead and recite the Sipur. And therefore, if one is a summa and he cannot see, is he obligated in this mitzvah or is he not? When it comes, for example, to Da'asiyas HaMenorah, the Torah tells us, Zem Miksha HaMenorah. Rashi quotes the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu was somewhat uncertain as to the exact configuration of the menorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the image of the menorah, and therefore the Pasuk uses the term Zeh. Regarding Machzis HaShekel, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Matbea Shel Eish. That's why the Torah tells us Zeh Yitnu. Regarding HaChodesh HaZelochem, Kazer Re'eh V'Kadesh, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the image of the Levana. When it is seen such as this, that is when Kiddush HaChodesh should take place. The Gemara often has such a drasha when it comes to B'neinu Zeh regarding Ben Sora Mora and many different applications. Zeh means something concrete, something you can focus, you can perceive, and therefore, Summa Potter Mi Lomar HaHagoda. So the Gemara raises then the following kasha. How is it that the Seder was conducted in the household of Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes? The most common minhag today is that everyone recites the Haggadah. But in earlier times, Medina de Gemara, just as when it comes to Kiddush, for example, one person can recite Kiddush, and everyone else will be Yotzi through the principle of Shomea Ka'ona, the Sukkah and Sukkah, the same thing applies when it comes to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. One person would recite this Seder and everyone would listen attentively, having in mind to be Yotze. But if Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were exempt from Sipur, how could they exempt others and discharge their obligation as well? The Gemara answers that apparently they were of the opinion, Kasavar Matza Bizman Hazeh Drabanan. That's the teretz of the Gemara. Matza Bizman Hazeh Drabanan. At first glance, very difficult. Matza. The Gemara was not dealing with the mitzvah of matzah. Certainly you don't apply the principle of Shomea Kona to the obligation of matzah. One person eats and we stare and we're Yotze. Tosfos does have one day, Amsachim Dav Tzadi Testament Beis, the Shomea Kona would work when it comes to Dalet Kosos. Just as when it comes to Kiddush, one person can make Kiddush and everyone else can be Yotze, and the need for me to drink individually is only a mitzvah amuvcha, reishayin aleph in Shulchan Aruch. But Tosfos writes, the same thing could be applied to Dalet Kosos, a great Kiddush. One person will make Kiddush and one person will drink, one person will recite Berurah Paragafen, he will drink the Dalet Kosos, and we in fact can be Yotze. Shomea Kon is possible, according to Tosfos, when it comes to Dalet Kosos. We assume Lalocha, as the Rambam Shita, that no, there's a mitzvah shtia of Dalet Kosos, comparable to a mitzvah achilas matzah, and everyone is obligated to do so individually. But how does this help? Kasavar matzah bizman hazeh derabanan. The Mabit in Kiryas Sefer points out, apparently you see the following, the inherent link between the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah salayla. Pesach, Matzah, and Maror is being an inherent part of the mitzvah of Sipur. And therefore, the following difficulty. We don't have Karban Pesach. Maror Bizman Hazeh is only Dirabanan. How is it possible that Sipur could be Daraisa without the mitzvah Salayla? The answer is Matzah is a mitzvah Daraisa. But if you were to assume that even Matzah Bizman Hazeh is only Drabanan, therefore you lack Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, so therefore Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well would only be Drabanan. And that's the teretz of the Gemara that Kosavar, Matzah Bizman Hazeh, Drabanan. So one of the marked differences between Sipur as opposed to Zechira is the role of the mitzvos, the Mem of Rabban Gamliel, and as the Gemara tells us, the need for the mitzvos as well in order to allow us to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur. One of the marked differences that the Rambam mentions in Sefer HaMitzvos Nekufin and Zayin regarding Sipur that distinguishes that from the daily obligation of Zechira is the obligation, the mitzvah of Hodah. Generally speaking, we acknowledge, Kadosh Baruch Hu, yes, you took us out of Mitzrayim, but the need lahodos ulahalel, halel at the Seder night, that is something which is quite unique. When you learn all the Dinei HaHalel, almost every halacha of halal seems to be contradicted by the halal at the Lel Seder. Halal normally is only recited during the day. The Gemara quotes two psukim, either from the halal mimizrach shemesh ad mavo, or zeh hayom asah Hashem nagidah v'dismechavo. Halal is bayom, uniquely at Lel Seder. Halal is balayla. Halal normally is always recited ba'amida, and halal at the Seder is b'yeshiva. Halal is always accompanied by a bracha halal shalem, and here Rav Haigon points out that there is no bracha at the Lel Seder. Halal is always recited without a hefsek, and somehow at the Lel Seder we interrupt, we have part of the halal, we take a break for the suda, and then we continue and we complete the halal itself. And Tosfos points out another fundamental difference in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. Are women obligated in halal? Normally we assume that women are exempt from halal. Halal is a mitzvah seishas mangram, and therefore Magen Avraham writes, women are exempt from halal in Tavchav Beis. However, halal at the Seder night, Tosfos writes, women are obligated in that halal. How does Tosfos know that that's the case? That women are obligated in halal? There's no Gemara explicitly that tells us women are obligated in halal. But the Gemara does tell us, in Sachim Adav Kuches, that women are obligated in Dalet Kosos. Afein hoi boso anes. And Tosfos assumes the following Kiddush. If women are obligated in Dalet Kosos, they must be obligated in halal. Why is that true? Let's assume, for example, a person is concerned. The Seder goes on to the very wee hours of the morning. A person may become tired. He may fall asleep. You know what? I'm wide awake now. I'll drink four cups of wine at the very beginning of the Seder. Would you fulfill the mitzvah Dalet Kosos? Not fully. After all, it's necessary, as Tosfos assumes, that they have to correspond to the various chelkei haseder. After all, if there's kiddush and magid and benching and halal, so therefore there are four kosos in order to create that correspondence. The very purpose of the dalet kosos is to establish, to be koveya, that part of the seder, al hayayin. In fact, with that tosos, in Sukkah daf lamed ches, you understand the tosos I mentioned earlier, Sari Tesamad Beis, the possibility of Shomea Ka'one. If it's a mitzvah of shtia, so obviously Shomea Ka'one does not apply. But if you assume that the purpose of the wine of Kiddush is to be koveya the sudal hayayin, and all that is necessary is that one person partake, and that technically is sufficient, well, if the purpose of dalet kosos is to establish the balance of the seder al hayayin as well, so in such a case, one could envision the possibility of shomea ka'one. And therefore, Tosus assumes that if women are obligated in the kos of halel, well, they must obviously be obligated in halal itself. If one is exempt from halal, they would be obligated to establish the halal al-hayayin. That's a detail within the broader obligation of halal. And therefore, Tosus assumes, obviously, that women are obligated in halal as well. It's a fascinating reference of Tosus that we don't view dalet kosos independently, but rather as a detail within the various parts of the seder. If I were to ask you, what is the source of dalet kosos? You'd answer perhaps with the Yerushalmi, the Dal Lashono Shel Geula, but it is fascinating that the Bavli and all the sugyas of dalet kosos never mentions a makar, a source for the mitzvah of dalet kosos. Perhaps one could argue, according to Tosos, there is no makar independently for dalet kosos. The purpose of dalet kosos is to be koveya the chelke haseder alayayin. There are four parts to the seder, therefore there are four kosos. Why is it that you don't make a bracha on dalet kosos, for example? Tosos could argue it is not an independent mitzvah at all, but rather it is the need to establish the kiddush and the magid, the benching, the hal ala kos, and therefore there's no independent bracha because this is considered to be part of the mitzvos of the lel seder. So again, that's Tosos's proof that women must be obligated in halal. So you see a striking difference that halal, all other days of the year, even on Hanukkah, the Magen Avraham writes, women are exempt. Not true when it comes to halal at the Seder night. How do you understand all these differences? What is it that makes this halal so different from halal b'shar yemos hashanah? The following question. Halal, a mitzvah d'araisa, or is halal only a mitzvah d'rabbanan? The Rambam writes explicitly in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah that halal is lola midivrei sofrim, it is a mitzvah which is mid'rabbanan. And we generally assume that to be the case. Halal a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But yet, there seem to be several makoros in Chazal to indicate that halal is in fact min ha-Torah. The Yerushalmi writes in Sot to the following. When it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Shira Sayam, the Torah tells us that Oz Yashir, B'nai Yisrael went ahead and sang Shira, and the Pasuk ends, Vayomru Lemor, Lemor. The Yerushalmi is bothered by that concluding word. Why couldn't the Pasuk just simply say Vayomru, and then Ashir Lashem? What does Lemor mean? The Yerushalmi in Sot answers with one word. Lemor means Ledoros. This was not just a horasha. This isn't what historically just happened then, but there's a mitzvah ledoros, the Karbonada explains, in order to go in to recite halal. This is what the Medrash Rabbah writes in Parshas B'Shalach as well, that we see from the Shirat Kriyas Yamsuf, a mitzvah of halal which is ledoros. In fact, there's some Sofer comments. The Gemara Megillah Daf Yudalet has a kavachomer, that if Bnei Yisrael sang Shirah, at the time of Kriyas Yamsus was Mi'avdus L'Cheirus, so the Gemara says, Mi'misa L'Chaim L'Koshkein. Whenever a person is saved from a particular Eis Tzara, so therefore one recites Halel, the Kavachomer. Kavachomer is not Drabanon. Kavachomer is a Mida Daraisa, some Sofer writes. When do you assume that Halel is Daraisa? When do you assume that Halel is Drabanon? The Netziv in Shiltos, in Shilta Chavav, makes the following distinction. When the Shiltos mentions the obligation of reciting Halel, the Shiltos writes that when does one recite Halel? At the moment that one experiences a nes. And the Netziv explains that there are two different types of Halel based on the Shiltos. There is a Halel where we commemorate what happened once. Very often we recite Hallel not because of the current experience, but rather in commemoration of what happened years or decades or centuries ago. And sometimes a person is obligated to recite Hallel because of the current experience, the nais, that a person is presently experiencing. Then it suggests the following. Hallel is a mitzvah derabanan, is that Hallel of commemoration. Hallel b'shas hanes, that's the chiddush of Shultos, that is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. That's exactly neimor. At the moment that one experiences an ace, such as Kriyas Yamsuf, one is obligated to recite Hallel. That is the Kal v'chomer that the Gemara mentions in Megillah, Handaf Yudalit. In fact, even the Gemara in the Sugyas of Hanukkah, the Gemara so beautifully describes the nes of the Pach HaShemen, the Gemara tells us, Lishana Acheres, in the coming year, Kivaum v'asaum yemei Hallel v'hoda. The Chacham established this as a day in which you recite Hallel. A very simple question. Why Lishana Acheres, the coming year? And what about that year that they experienced the Nes of the Melchama, the Nes of the Pach HaShem? And one could argue very simply, Ba'oso HaShana, at the moment of that experience, that Hallel was not a Takana Drabanan. That was a Hallel Daraisa B'Shas HaNes. The Takana Drabanan of Halan Chanukah, that began L'Shana Acheres. These are two different types of Hallel that the Shultos explains. Rav Haigon writes, Psach Mekuvte Zayin Mud Beis, that why is it that this Hallel is so different at the Seder night from Hallel generally? Rav Haigon uses the following terms. Hallel, in general, year in and year out, that is considered to be a Hallel B'Toras Korin. That is the formal rendition of Hallel. Kriyas HaHallel. Hallel at the Seder night is a Hallel B'Toras Omer Shira. That is the joyous song, the spontaneous Shiras HaHallel. That's Rav Haigon's distinction. Kriyas HaHallel as opposed to Shiras HaHallel. Perhaps that distinction could parallel exactly what the Netziv elaborates on. A Hallel of commemoration as opposed to a Hallel which is B'Shas HaNes. Generally speaking, throughout every other Yontif or even times that we experience a Nes such as in Hanukkah, it is not that the Nes unfolds at this very moment, but rather it is one of commemoration of the past. That is a formal Kriyas HaHallel. However, when it comes to Hallel Lel HaSeder, is that the same form of Hallel? Or perhaps one could argue very differently. Part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is as we recite in the Haggadah, B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam, Liros Esatzmo Kli Yotzei Mimitzrayim, that a person sees himself as though right now he is experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam writes not Liros, but Laharos, to demonstrate this fact. And the Rambam adds, Kilu Yotza Ata, as though a person is leaving Eretz Mitzrayim at this very moment. What does that mean? To re-experience the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim as though they are currently unfolding and occurring. Perhaps that's exactly the Chiddush. That this is not a Hallel of Kriyas HaHallel, but rather this is a Hallel B'Shas HaNes. This is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam includes this in his description of Sipur in Sefer HaMitzvos. Rashi writes, the sugya you're familiar with in Psachim and Aflam and Vav, Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni is to be understood of Lechem She Onim Alav Dvarim Harbe, the bread of recitation. Rashi writes, She Gomrim Alav Esahalel. The Hallel that we recite, that is the Lechem Oni. Tosus, in fact, maintains, this is what the Ramah quotes in Ochus Pesach, that a person should be very careful to recite Hallel before Chatzos HaLaila. Because after all, just as Karim Pesach, Matzah, Sipur, the same is true of this recitation of Hallel. This Hallel is not one of Kriyas HaHallel of the past, but this is the Shiras HaHallel of the present, commemorating the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as though Ki'ilu Hotzi Misham, as our Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking us out of Mitzrayim at this very moment. That's why we recite Nagada B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Liros HaSatzmo, and then we continue, Lefichach Anachnu Chayavim Lahodos L'Halal. That is why you're reciting Halal. Had it not been for this halacha, a B'chol Dor V'Dor, you wouldn't be reciting this Halal. You would have a Halal on Pesach as you recite in the morning. Kriyas HaHalal. Shira Sahala is a Hallel which is B'Toras Nes. At the moment that you experience an Nes, you're obligated to recite Hallel. That applies whether it's during the day, whether it's at night. Kriyas Hal is only by Yom. Shiras Hal is B'shas HaNeis. Rav Haigon writes, Shiras HaHalel is a spontaneous response to the Nisan that unfold, and therefore no bracha is recited. The formal takon of Kriyas HaHalel, that engenders a particular bracha. And this halal is recited by women as well. This is not the mitzvah seisha azman grama. Tosfos writes in Sukkah Lamed Ches, this halal is Al HaNeisuba, Vafein HaYabosu HaNeis. This is a halal in recognition of the Neis, and women are obligated in that form of Hallel as well. This is a very different type of Hallel. Perhaps a mitzvah min HaTorah. Hallel b'shas HaNeis, and part of the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is it that we interrupt? In the middle of Hallel, we take a break, and we have the Sudas HaLaila. You know, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, and Daf Nun Daled, that arvat srichim lahodos. When a person experiences certain forms of nisim, one is obligated to recite a form of halal, one is obligated to offer a karban toda. Arvat srichim lahodos. If a person is ovrei hayam, hol chemid barios, a person is chavosh beis ha'asurim, one is a cholish nisrape, one is obligated to recite a form of shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to offer a karban toda. The Marshan Nasugin Brachos Nun Daled has a lengthy description that don't all four of these examples of Arbat Srichim Hodos correspond to our experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ovrei Hayam, and Holchem Yibarios, Chavush Beis Asurim, Cholish Nisrape. Every reason that one has to give Hoda, Arbat Srichim Hodos, are modeled after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, Arbat Srichim Mahodos, Dal Lashonim Shel Geula, Dal Kosos, the Marsha writes, all of these point to that experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is Mechayev Halel Vahoda. The Suda the Netziv points out that we have at the Lel Seder has many different elements to it. On the one hand, it's a Sudas Yantiv, certainly the case. On the other hand, it is an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvos halayla, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. But there's a third element as well, and that is that this is a sudas hoda for the experience of the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what better way to emphasize this element of halel v'hoda, that the nature of this suda is a sudas hoda, by surrounding the suda with halel on its ends. You begin with Hallel, you conclude with Hallel, and you'll ask, isn't this an extraneous, unnecessary interruption? This break that we're taking for the Sudas HaLaila? The answer is that no, this is part of the Kiyum of Sudas Hoda, of the experience of Anais at this moment. This is part of the uniqueness of the Hallel that we recite. Tosfos comments, himself in Kufta Zayin with Beis, that twice we refer to the great Shira that we recite at this time. First, we recite in the Haggadah of Venomer Lefana Shira Chadasha. And then later in the Haggadah, Venod Delecha Shir Chadash. Tosfos asks, in the name of the Mechilta, what is the difference between Shira Chadasha as opposed to Shir Chadash? The Mechilta argues as follows. The Mashal of the Mechilta is a couple that is zochet to have a child. At the moment of childbirth, it's a moment of great simcha. But for the woman who's experiencing Chevle Leida, it's somewhat balanced, it's somewhat tempered. A moment of great joy, but also it is considered to be a painful experience. So therefore, when we speak about a balanced or a tempered simcha, so therefore we always use Lashon HaKeva, reason to rejoice, but an acknowledgement, that still it's considered to be an Eis Tzara. From the perspective of the proud and happy father, we try our best to empathize as best as we can, but the Chevle Leida, we don't feel firsthand. For us, we experience the great simcha of childbirth without the Chevle Leida, the pangs of childbirth. The Mechilta writes, when we speak about Shira, with our current experience in Golos, we always use Lashon Nekeva. We acknowledge that we are in Golos, but at the same time, we're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amisefa Shebechol Yomimanu. When we speak about a time of Lasid Lavo, that's Shir Chadash. That's Lashon Zachar, an experience of Shir, and accompanied by Chevle Leida. And yesterday in Yudavni, he recited Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, and we immediately added, Liyom Sheh Kulo Shabbos. Why Yom Shekulo Shabbos? Why not a reference to Shabbos itself? Mizmor Shir. Shir is B'lashon Zachar. That's what the Mechilta writes. It's a reference to Yom Shekulo Shabbos. A reference to Lasid Lavo. V'nod l'chashir chadash then is a tefillah. We beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zochet to experience Shir Chadash. What is V'nomer lafanav Shir Chadasha? That is a description of the current experience. This Shir that we are reciting at this very moment, this is considered to be a Shir Chadasha. And what makes it a Shir Chadasha? Isn't this the same challah we recited last year, and the year before, and the year before, Al Pidin? Not really at all. This is not a halal commemorating what happened once. This is a halal b'shas ha-neis. This is the newness, the freshness of the neis, as though the Yetzias Mitzrayim is occurring and unfolding before our eyes, and therefore ba'avur zeh. It is a neis that we can perceive, that we can identify and relate to, and therefore this is a halal b'torah shira b'shas ha-neis. This is a shira chadasha. Not merely the same shira that we sang in previous years. This is an inherent difference between zechira as opposed to sipur. Zechira, by very definition, is a reference to the past. Remembrance means something that occurred then. That is not what we do at the Seder night. We don't remember the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather we re-experience. That's the obligation of sipur, as though these events are occurring at this very moment. Hallel is a wonderful measure, a wonderful indicator of the uniqueness of the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is so special about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is it that it is considered to be the focus of so many mitzvos? Why is it that it's a basis of Ikar Yemunah? As the Rambam maintained, the Chiddush HaReb Chaim, it's part of the very obligation of Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim. Why is that true? Why is it that Yetzias Mitzrayim goes hand in hand with Yichud Hashem? On one level, it teaches us, no doubt, as the Ramban emphasizes, Naseras Adibros and Parshas V'Yashanan, that Yetzias Mitzrayim demonstrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu not merely as a bore, but also as Manhig, HaMachadesh B'tuvo, B'cho Yom Tamid Ma'asev Reishis. It's not enough to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as creator of the past, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responsible for every moment of each day that we glean from Yetzias Mitzrayim. In what sense? How is it that Yetzias Mitzrayim demonstrates this role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Ramban writes in the very end of Parshas Bo, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed such wondrous nisim at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Was it merely a lesson for that moment, that at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim a person should be aware? Or is there some message l'doros inherent in these great nisim? The Ramban tells us so beautifully the following, that umin hanisim hagdolim hamufursamim adamode benisim hanistarim. When a person experiences a nes nigla, it is not merely for that moment, but rather that hones our vision to be able to recognize that everything is a result of Hashgachas Hashem. And the Ramban continues and tells us, Shehem Yesod HaTorah Kula. This is the foundation of the entirety of Torah. Recognizing that everything is a result of Hashgachas Hashem. Everything is an ace, either an ace nigla or an ace nister. And the Ramban continues, Shein Lodom Chelek B'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. A person doesn't have a share in Torah Moshe. As Shenamin B'chom Mikrenu Dvareinu, Shekulam Nisim Him, Ein Ba'olam Teva Umin Hagol Shel Olam. The Ramban writes, there is no such thing as a natural occurrence. Everything is an ace. Their Nisim Gluim and their Nisim Nistarim. And it's not a natural event that the sun rises and the sun sets. That is Hashgachas Hashem. It happens with such regularity. It's almost so routine that we view it as being that which is natural. But the Ramban writes, part of Reikar Emunah is to realize everything is a result of Hashgachas Hashem. So how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu trains us? How is it that He hones our vision to realize that everything is a result of the Yad Hashem? Every once in a while, intermittently, we experience an nes nigla. And the purpose of those nisim gluim is umin hanisim hagdolim hamafursamim adamod benisim hanistarim. It trains us to recognize the Yad Hashem in everything that occurs. It tells us to take a step back and to recognize that everything is a result of Hashgachas Hashem. The very term Neis has a dual implication. Neis sometimes is understood to be al hanisim val niflos and Neis upela, a wondrous occurrence. But Neis also means v'son Neis l'kabetz gal yoseinu kimson Neis. It means a banner, a flag. Nisim have both roles. On the one hand, it is something that is wondrous, but it has to be an indicator. It has to be a marker. Umin hanisim hagdolim hamufursamim adamoda benisim hanistarim. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not perform nisim just for that moment. But the Ramban tells us, it teaches us levels of emunah and bitachon. Rav Asher Weiss once gave the following mashal, that the child asked, that what is so special about Kriyas Yamsuf? After all, for you or I to split a sea, that's something which is quite miraculous. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Borei Hayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, created the sea. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu to part the sea, for the Creator to do so, why is that considered to be such a wondrous nes? And he answered with the following mashal, that there was an artist who was capable of crafting a beautiful sculpture. And he made an image of a horse. And in order to see how people would react to his beautiful creation, he peddled it into the public square, the Rishus HaRabim, and he stood at a distance in order to see that how people would react to this creation of his. And lo and behold, people walked back and forth, and no one stopped to look, no one batted an eye, in order to examine the beauty of his creation. He went home, depressed and dejected. He told the members of the household, no one even bothered to look, and they explained that your creation was so magnificent, people confuse that with a live horse. And you don't stop in the public square at every horse and admire its beauty. So he asked, so what should I do? I should create a flawed horse. I should create a horse with obvious imperfections that people should see that this is not real, this is a fabrication, and then people will see my artistry. Anyone can create a flawed horse. So they suggested to him the following. Imagine if you were to split the horse in two. And you would put the horse in Rishus HaRabim. You'd have two legs here, and a space and two legs there. Everyone would stop and wonder, and they would realize the beauty of your creation. The Nimshal being something which is obvious. That, you know, it's true. It shouldn't take Kriyas Yamsuf to recognize the Yad Hashem. We should be able, as the Rambam writes, to recognize the Yad Hashem in Hashkocha Pratis when nature, so to speak, flows its course. It shouldn't require that that's true. But how often do we fall short of that particular mark? And instead of recognizing something as being Haskachas Hashem, we see to it as that which is somewhat routine, almost somewhat mundane, something, Rahman al-Islam, distant from Hashkacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at times will perform in Neis Nigla, where undeniably that is considered to be the Yad Hashem, to hone our vision, not to be dependent on the Neis Nigla, but to appreciate the Nisim Hanistarim as well. When the Navi describes Umal Haaretz Deyas Hashem, the time that everyone recognizes Kadosh Baruch Hu, the image that the Navi uses is Kemayim Liyam Mechasim, when the water flows its normal course. You could recognize the Yad Hashem through the ocean without a Kriyas Yamsuf. That is the ideal form that the Rambam describes. A person who will look into the world around him and that will recognize, that will serve as an indicator of Hashkochas Hashem. Everything in life is a nes. Anisecha shebecho yomimanu. Nisim gluyim, nisim nistarim. The lesson, no doubt, of Pesach is to be able to hone one's vision to appreciate even Nisim Hanistarim as well. When it comes to Pesach, we commemorate the Nes Nigla. The Purim experience is a very different one. There it's one of Nisim and Nistarim. You know, it's very easy for a person to read a Pasuk in the Megillah and somehow to dismiss it as though this was not Hashkacha. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not prominent in the Megillah, one could conceivably imagine the events of Purim without linking that to Hashkachas Hashem. That cannot be the case. When it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the difference between Neis Nigla as opposed to Neis Nistar is that sense of perspective. You don't require perspective to appreciate a Neis Nigla. Anyone who sees Kriyas Yamsuf without knowing any context will realize that this is considered to be a clear Neis. Nisim Nistarim requires certain breath, a certain perspective. If you read a pasuk in the Megillah, you won't necessarily see Hashgachas Hashem. But you know, if you read the Megillah from the beginning to the end, and you see how all the events unfold undeniably, with a breath of knowledge and a breath of perspective as all the events transpire, then certainly one recognizes the Yad Hashem. You know, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tavkuf Tzadi that part of the persimmonies of Kriyas HaMegillah is you can't just simply open the Megillah and read the pasuk that is before you. It's necessary to be poreis the Megillah ki igeres. You have to open up the Megillah. Because when it comes to Purim, Nisim Nistarim, the key to the recognition of Yad Hashem is not merely to see that which is before you, but rather to see the beauty, the breadth of perspective, of vision, in order to recognize Hashgachas Hashem. The Gemara tells us in Megillah and Alfav Medbeis, when you have a leap year, when is it that you lay in the Megillah? One could have envisioned, the Gemara says, to lay in the Megillah in Adar Ishan. After all, the Gemara applies the principle of Ein Mavir Nal HaMitzvos. If you have an opportunity to fulfill Kriyas HaMegillah now, in Adar Ishan, why defer until Adar Sheni? But we don't do that. We read in Adar Sheni. Why is that true? The Gemara tells us because Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif. We have to narrow the window of time between the experience of Pesach and that of Purim. Why is it so important to narrow that gap of Pesach and Purim? Pashur Pshat is the Ramban. You want to understand the significance of Purim, you have to link that to Pesach. You realize during Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs Nisim Gluyim, that has to hone one's vision to appreciate the Nisim HaNistarim as well. And Hanukkah, had it just been the Nes of the Milchama, one could have dismissed that somehow as being a natural routine occurrence. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Nes of Pach HaShemen, not merely for the Nes of Pach HaShemen itself, but when you witness Pach HaShemen, that gives you a very different view and perspective on the Nes of the Milchama as well. Anyone who witnesses the Nes of the Pach HaShemen wouldn't dare suggest that the Milchama is simply a natural occurrence. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs Nisim Gluyim, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly can perform Nisim HaNistarim as well. But part of the significance and the challenge of Nisim HaNistarim is that sometimes a person has to look beyond that which is in front of him. You see something, you don't always recognize the Yad Hashem. It's necessary to look beyond to recognize that we as Basa Badam have a very limited sense of vision. And if we had a greater sense of breath, if we weren't so influenced by that which is immediately before us, it would be easier for us as well to recognize Hashgachas Hashem. How often in life do we experience something? We rush to judgment, assuming this is terrible, this is wonderful, only to find out later in life that what seemed to be so terrible, it's not terrible at all. It was an opportunity for redirection, and that was a wonderful occurrence. And how often in life do we view something as being wonderful, and somehow we see in retrospect, it wasn't as great as it appeared at that moment. A person can be blinded and fooled by immediacy of their vision. You know, when we recite Kriya Shema, the Gemara describes in Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel that a person covers their eyes, as Rebbe did, Rabbi Nanasi. One purpose of doing so, obviously, is intensity of kavana. The Kleisenberger Rebbe once explained that, no, you know why you close your eyes? Because in order to be makabal u'malchus shamayim, sometimes you have to close your eyes to that which is immediately before you, because a person will be very fooled by the immediacy of vision, because our vision is so limited. We don't have that sense of perspective. In order to appreciate, Rabbi Kiva tells us in Brachos and Avsamach, the Koma, David Rachmana, the Tava Avid, everything is the Tov. Sometimes it means that you close your eyes and you're not going to be fooled by what you see before you. There is more than meets the eye in life experience. And therefore, part of Yichud Hashem, part of Kabbalah Samalchu Shemai means that one covers their eyes in order to affirm Emunah Bitachon of Koma, David Rachmana, the Tava Avid. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayigash that Yaakov Vinu was in Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu again appears to him and tells him, you have to go back in the Golos Mitzrayim. No doubt, for Yaakov Vinu, it was a difficult moment. On the one hand, being reunited with Yosef HaTzadik, on the other hand, though leaving Eretz Yisrael once again, going into Golos. leaving Eretz Yisrael, beginning Golos, no doubt, is a painful, painful experience. Kadosh Baruch Hu comforts Yaakov Avinu. Al tered merdem Yisrael, don't be afraid. You're going into Golos. And then, very unusual, the Pasuk tells us, V'Yosef, Yashis Yado al Einecha. Yosef HaTzadik will cover your eyes. What exactly is that imagery? Perhaps it's exactly this point. That you know that sometimes a person can experience something, and one could rush to a judgment and say this is a terrible Esara. In retrospect, when Yaakov Avinu went down to Eretz Mitzrayim, that was the fulfillment of the Bris Ben Habesharim. Without that, Knesset Yisrael would not have emerged as being an Eved Hashem, would not have received the Torah Hashem, would not have entered Eretz Yisrael. In retrospect, the Beis Halevi points out, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not merely for the Yeshua, but we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for the Shibud Mitzrayim as well. Because with the breath of vision, we see why each stage was so critical and was so necessary. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, you know, that don't think this is a dire Esara. Yosef HaTzadik will cover your eyes. There is more than meets the eye in the fact that you are leaving Eretz Yisrael and going into Golos in the Shibud Mitzrayim. The Maral writes in Gvuras Hashem that why is it that the second Beis HaMikdash paled compared to the first? The Gemara tells us in Yuman Daf Chaf Aleph that so many things were missing in the time of Bayi Sheni. Why was that? Maral writes a magnificent thought that of course it had to be that way. Because the intensity of the Geula and the Gilui Shechina will go hand in hand with the intensity of the Golos. When the first Beis HaMikdash was built, it was after years and years and years of Golos, after the Shibud Mitzrayim. So therefore, as a Midah Keneged Midah, the Geula reigns supreme, and that was the great Hashras Hashina. The second Beis HaMikdash, the Maral writes, was after a limited window of time, a period of a 70-year Golos, no doubt, an intense period of Golos Bavel, but it paled compared to the Golos prior to the first Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the same was true of the Geula as well. The intensity of the Golos, that is what will foretell the experience of the Geula. And that's the Chiddush that the Maral writes, that the Bayis HaShlishi, with its splendor, with its Gilui Shechina, that is something that Bezras Hashem, that we will experience, because our plight of Golos is something which is enduring and that which is lasting. That is what allowed Rabbi Akiva. V'haya Rabbi Akiva Mitzachek, as the Gemara tells us, the Re'enda Mitzachas Makos, to somehow laugh and smile at the experience of Churban and Golos, because each moment of Golos, with the breath of vision, of Koma, the Aved Rachman Letava of it, that is Matzmiach Yeshua, that is considered to be, in a sense, the Yischalta de Geula itself. This is part of what we experience at the Seder night. We recite Hallel in that sense of a Hallel B'Toras Omer Shira, a Shira Sahalo, recognizing that it's as though these Nisim are unfolding at this very moment, not merely a Hallel of Zechira. The mitzvah of Zechira is the daily mitzvah of Zechira, Yetzias Mitzrayim. But this is the unique Zechus HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to relive, to reenact these experiences. And to recognize, as the Ramban writes, that it's not merely for this moment of the Lel Seder, but Umenisim HaGdolim HaMafursem HaDemode Benisim HaNistarim. And Bezras Hashem, as Tosfos comments, we look forward to the time that the Shira Chadasha that we currently experience will be transformed into the time of a Shir Chadash. A Shir that we sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Gul HaSeinu V'Al Pudus HaSeinu, not balanced, not tempered by the Chevel Leida that we experience in the sense of Golos. But even in Golos, we take a step back when we experience these events of Kriyas Yamsuf, of the Nisim and also Sumovsim, and we recognize, the Ramban tells us, Kadosh Baruch Hu is capable of these Nisim HaGluyim, Umin HaNisim HaGluyim HaMufursan MaDemode B'Nisim HaNistarim. This teaches us to view daily occurrences with a very different experience. Bezras Hashem, we should be zoch, as the Rambam writes, that this experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim should be part of our Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim, giving us this redirection in terms of recognizing the Yad HaChazaka, the Zra Netuya, as we await the Geula Shleima b'mehera of Yamin. Oh, yeah?
That's what Tosis says. Okay. I know.
Occasionally. Where?
Which community are you?
White Shore or Far Rockaway?
I see. Yeah. Okay, no, times I do. Sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah. No, of course. Let me give you one phone number. It's 973-473-0684. See, at the White Shore, they made a Siyum on Mishnayos, I think, a yearly Siyum. So I spoke there a few years ago. Yeah, but fun. That'll be fun.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.